Hi everyone, it's Gordon Brown here again with the very latest Hamilton Race Course podcast. This time it's for our fourth meeting in June for Wednesday the 19th, and we've got a 7 race card starting at 1:45, and we'll be showing all the races in between as well from the second day of Royal Ascot, so you won't miss a thing at the Royal Extravaganza. Talking of extravaganzas, our next meeting after this, our fifth meeting in June, comes up on Thursday evening the 27th, and it's a biggie. It's the Greenversity Saints and Sinners Race Night. It is a long-standing charity race night. There's plenty going on. There's something for everyone. Check out the Hamilton Park Racecourse website for more details, especially on those tickets. There's still tickets available. A saving of £6. You can book tickets for £24. Hospitality still available, as well as food and drink packages. As I say, Hamilton Park Racecourse website for all the very latest, not just on the Saints and Sinners race night, but in all our meetings still to come in 2024, and that is all the way through to Monday the 30th of September. This latest meeting, 7 races as I mentioned, getting underway at 1:45, weather forecast, it's promising to be a lovely day, and what a lovely setting we've got with those finely manicured paddock lawns. Lucinda Russell might be a dual Grand National winning trainer, Scotland's top jumps trainer as well, but she's enjoyed a really good year already at Hamilton Park. She's actually joint winning trainer at the track already this season with 4 winners, along with Richard Fahey and Ian Jardine. And she's going to have a busy afternoon as well, because she's got 4 runners to saddle, starting with Honda and the 2-time Hamilton Park scorer, Jaminoz, in the Scottish Racing Supporting Racing with Pride handicap. But in this race, we've got last year's winner, Spanish Hustle, trained by Jim Goldie. He's bidding to land the race for the second year running. Kaya Fraser's in the saddle this time. 12 months ago, it was Ben Curtis that steered the Renfrewshire Raider to the first of his 3 course and distance wins by a half a length. He was a 10-1 chance that day. I think he might be nearly favourite this time round, Spanish Hustle. Lucinda, next up for her, is John L. Sullivan in the Hamilton's largest private hire taxi company handicap. Now, carrying the colours of Claymore Racing, and one of the Claymore Racing head honchos was involved with one of Lucinda's Grand National winners. So, now setting up a syndicate of his very own. And this 3-year-old's got a £6 penalty for a pretty cosy success at Wetherby under Oisin Orr. Oisin is back on board at Hamilton Park. And Lucinda's final runner is the 2-time Ayr winner, Banner Road, in the colours of Jimmy Long, in the clean stay at Hampton by Hilton, Bothwell Castle Fillies handicap. She sports the colours of Jimmy, of course, his Partick Thistle silks, the same colours as his favourite football team. And Jimmy's been leading owner on more than one occasion in the past. Our calf starts at 1:45 with the Aspire Cleaning and Facilities Apprentice Handicap, some of the aspiring young jockeys of the future riding in this, including Amy Wolf, who had a memorable double last Sunday on the Sky Bet Sunday Series for Jim Goldie at Thirsk. She picked up £10,000 for her efforts on that occasion, and she's riding for Jim on Epona Parr in our opener. We've got a couple of 2-year-old races as well, just for the babies in the 2:15. There's a EBF restricted maiden stakes over the flying 5 furlongs, and the 2:50 is a qualifier for our Hamilton Park 2-year-old series, which of course has the final later on in the year. So there you have it, that's the scene set for a really good competitive afternoon's racing at Hamilton Park, and as I say, the first of 7 races due off at 1:45. Don't miss it.